if parents have good judgment, they will get lost after saying hello.
And, and let the necking commence.
30 minutes is plenty.
Oh, wow.
Get lost for 30 minutes.
30 minutes is plenty?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so we are celebrating back to school.
Woohoo!
Also known as BTS. I've been seeing that all over the internet. Young people are saying BTS, or at least 17 magazine is saying BTS.
It's better than IBS.
Yeah. Been back to school. So, what do you want to kick off with?
I want you to kick it off because, okay. You know, Jaquetta is a teacher.
That's right. I am a teacher.
I was going to say students, but listeners, Jaquetta is a teacher.
Yep. I am an educator.
Who better to kick it off?
Yeah. And what better way to kick it off than with a back to school cocktail for teachers and parents and also for, you know, mature students.
Mature students.
I'm also a grad student, so I'm going back in the fall too, and I'm not happy. They don't even wait till fall anymore. I'm going back like August 25th. My time is waning.
Quickly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so early.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't appreciate it. But anyway, so this is called the pencil eraser cocktail recipe. Related to mind eraser,
yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
This is from the Greater Boston Gala Girls. They came up with this. It says, a quick and easy cocktail filled with fruit flavors inspired by a pink school eraser.
Okay.
You remember those? As
yeah,
a kid, they
yeah.
smelled. Yeah. There were always a couple loser kids who were like, you're like, really? You're going to try to eat that?
Yeah. Always wanted to bite them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were gummy, but not too gummy.
Yeah.
Or if you got the cheap ones from a dollar store, they were hard and crumbled.
Right. And then they were always stuck in the back of your bag
yep.
or the bottom of your bag. And then they got dirty.
Yep.
And then they had
nasty.
Ink on them.
Yep.
And then you put it on the paper and it smeared everything.
It was a nightmare. Those are, I guess maybe with technology, young people don't have to face that anymore.
Yeah. Thank goodness for technology.
Yeah. So the ingredients are one lemon cut into 8 pieces, 3 strawberries, hulled and quartered, plus more for garnish, 4 ounces of simple syrup. I'm like, where's the main event?
Yeah.
Ice.
It sounds like a lot of work so far.
Yes.
You've got to wait for ice to be made.
It's a fucking fruit salad. Can I just open one of those cans
right.
that has like 3 red cherries in it, try to get those out? Yeah. 4 ounces of vodka, a splash of cranberry juice to taste. So you in the shaker, you muddle the lemon. Already, I'm exhausted.
Yes.
The strawberries, the simple syrup, the ice, the vodka, and the cranberry juice to taste. Strain, and it goes into a martini glass. 3 martini glasses. So each person gets 2 ounces of vodka. It's not bad.
That's not bad. But we need, like, the teacher's assistant to put this together because I can't do this.
But whoever.
Why am I muddling
making
fruit?
A drink muddling for fruit. 3? Usually drink recipes, it's like 1 drink or 2 or 4.
Yeah.
But this is 3.
3 people.
I feel like.
What kind of relationships are going on that it's like only this triad?
Yeah, it's just 3 people. Maybe it's the teacher, her co-teacher, and maybe a paraprofessional in the classroom. I don't know. But this is the pencil eraser
okay.
cocktail.
For three,
I would try it, but it just seems like a lot of work. Maybe I'll take this recipe with us when we go to a bar and be like, do you have these things?
Yeah, make them.
Please hook this up for me so I can go back to school.
Put together. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll have to try it.
The pencil eraser.
Okay. So you go back to school and you really want to know how to rule the school.
Yeah.
Much like Rizzo said in Greece.
Yes.
This year we're seniors and we're going to rule the school.
Did you rule the school when you were in?
I ruled.
You did? And senior year?
Just senior. No. Okay. Throughout I did not.
So it was it because you were a senior or were you just ruling because you were badass and awesome?
Well, a mixture of both. I felt entitled to rule as a senior. I said, this is my time.
I'm going to rule. This is my last chance to rule.
I never ruled anything before.
I don't think I ruled anything. I kind of was like on the side being snarky before people said that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know if I ruled anything.
I went to parties. And then sometimes some of the guys wanted to ditch school
mm-hmm.
and they'd ask me to call school and pretend to be their mother.
Oh, and did you do your Sally Kellerman?
I did my Sally Kellerman voice. Hello.
Was it the same? They're like, several moms have caught up that sound very similar.
They all sound like Sally Kellerman.
They all sound like Sally Kellerman. Apparently 3 gentlemen from our school will not be here today.
And I'd be like, this is Charles's mom. Mrs. Smith.
Yes. Mrs. S., you may have met me at some of the mixers.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Charles's mom. Charles won't be in school.
Yeah, he can't make it today. He's got to, I don't know, ride ATVs.
Yeah.
and sleep it off. So what, how do we rule?
Okay, this is how you rule the school. There's a couple of steps.
Mm-hmm. And who's telling us how to do this?
Some young man.
Who's ruled?
Does not look like he ruled anything, but I think he... this is one of these how-tos, and he has pictures of himself.
Ruling,
but just half his face is cut off, so you can't really identify him. But he does
somebody else. It's probably the guy who actually ruled the school.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's me. I'm Chad. It's like, no, you're Hubert.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
In your mind, you're ruling the school. If you were to rule, this is how you would think you should do it.
Yeah, this is how you would do it. Okay.
First, build rapport with teachers and staff.
Right off the bat. No. What a loo.
Okay. It's relatively simple. All you have to do, complete homework on time and be charming.
No. As a teacher, I can say, some of those kids, I didn't like them. Like, so what? You're here every day. So is everybody else. You got your homework done. That's the minimum.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Do you have any bits?
If you already have a bad reputation, don't worry. You'll probably be forgiven if you follow the most of the steps below.
No one gets to reinvent in high school.
You don't rule by being forgiven. That's not ruling.
That's not ruling.
That's asking somebody else to forgive you.
That's being ruled. This guy's writing how to be ruled. Okay.
Number two, get familiar with the school grounds, especially in larger schools.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know every nook and cranny.
You should probably get familiar with the physical plant anyway.
Yes.
Right? So you can find your way around. This is a big school.
Later in your time at school, you may get access to keys. Use this opportunity to check which doors are open and, if necessary, make a map.
He's right. There was a guy in boarding school who had the... Well, it wasn't always a guy, but the year that I worked... Because at boarding school, you have these little jobs. And there's one person with the keys and everything. And that person, the key master, can get anybody into any room anytime. And when you're a teen, you need places to do your thing.
Yes.
You know? And that person has a lot of power.
Yeah,
but also with great power comes, you know, great responsibility. So you can't mess up the room.
Right.
You got to leave it as...
Yeah.
You know, you can't leave, like, your condoms in there.
Oh.
And then that guy gets in trouble.
Okay. Like, we have DNA now.
Yes,
we know who you are.
Who let them in? It was Chad with the keys.
Okay, number three, get your hands on a copy of the teacher's timetable. This tells you where every teacher is every day.
What? Is this MI6? This guy's doing some Mission Impossible stuff. Okay.
This is useful because when teachers have a free class period, they have a habit of wandering around the school, putting a dent into you trying to do your own thing. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They want to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, smoke a cigarette, go to Dunkin' Donuts, go to park across the street. Some people sit in their car. Some people find a place to do some grading. You don't want to see kids.
Pay a visit to their flask.
Yeah, on your preparatory period, you don't want to do any kind of work. We don't wander.
All right. Number four, watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Really?
Though some believe this is a skit of blagging. I don't know what that means.
I'm too old.
In real life, most everything else he does in the film is possible.
Yeah, he calls in sick. He leads a parade.
He could.
They cut it out of the movie, but they get stoned.
Oh.
And that explains, remember the scene they go to the art museum? And
right.
That's why. Because it doesn't make sense when you're watching that movie that they're like all like, oh, la-di-da-di-da, and they start doing really like weird.
When did they cut it out of the movie?
Before the movie was released.
Oh.
Because the censors were like, no. But it explains the behavior of why then they go to a museum and they're staring at all the pictures.
I was like, oh, they're into art.
No, and they're hanging out with little kids, and then they go to the parade, and he gets on top of the parade booth and starts singing.
Oh.
He's stoned.
Oh, okay.
Out of his mind.
Oh, that explains a ton.
But they wouldn't allow that then.
Okay. Number five, get involved in two or more extracurricular activities.
Two or more? You can't specialize?
If you're not into sports, volunteer to help in the school library, computer lab, or help with the newsletter.
Really?
Because they say it's relatively simple and you can gain access to much-needed materials for ruling the school. This is all about...
This guy is
recon.
But he also is doing a lot of administrative work.
Yeah.
It's like he's gearing up to have files.
Yeah.
You know, and get information. Like, how is he going to rule?
He can't.
You know what I'm saying? In like an administrative way, he's going to rule. You're going to get letters from him, gently worded emails.
Oh, God.
I noticed you've been roaming the hall during your preparatory period, Mr. Smith.
Number six, you can volunteer to reorganize and restock the library of your school. And you may be trusted with a key for the library and a number of other rewards.
Excuse me?
This is all...
I mean, librarians might take exception to that. I'm not sure what they're insinuating about what happens in a library.
Yeah, and befriend the librarians.
Those kids were losers. I befriended librarians. I was not cool. I ruled nothing.
Yeah.
I was a nerd. Right? Shelving books did not get me to the top of the popularity heap.
Yeah, go somewhere you won't be noticed when you're out of class. You can hang out in the library all day, every day, just chatting and playing games on the net.
True, true.
If there's no such a place in your school, don't be tempted to ditch. This is really pointless unless you have something to do. This is not ruling the school.
I have a question because I went to a boarding school. When you were in high school, did you have free periods throughout the day? And if you did, because we did, but we went back to our rooms because, you know, we lived there. But what did you do?
I didn't have a free period. It was study hall, and you were supposed to be in the library or in another room and study.
Okay. So there wasn't a time when you were just like, free Katie.
No. You're supposed to be somewhere all the time. You always had somewhere to go.
Okay. Could you leave? Did anyone ever leave during the school day and come back? Could you go out and like get a sandwich?
You were not unless you were 18.
Okay.
And you were allowed to go. Otherwise, you had to have a note
to go
from your
parents.
Yeah. You can't leave to go get a sandwich.
No. Okay. Interesting. I feel like in the city kids do that, but maybe it's a little bit different because they're not going far.
They're not going, yeah.
They're going to the corner, basically, corner store to get something to eat and then coming back in.
Yeah, minors leaving the school
is
a no-no.
All right. How do you keep them in?
Because there's always somebody in the hallway. And if you're...
this is making sense to me. We had nowhere to go. We lived there. We were surrounded by cornfields. You could run. You have within 20 minutes, you'd be like, I'll starve out here.
Yeah.
I gotta get back to school.
With a cafeteria.
But there are definitely times when I missed, like I slept through a class and I went back to my room or I was late, but it was never,
No.
And there was really nothing else to do. All right.
So this is not ruling. This is just kind of sneaking around.
I mean,
maybe.
If he's doing administrative work. Doing paperwork. Reports have to be filed. The surveillance has to happen.
That's his idea of ruling the school.
Wow, that's a gentle rule.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like, you know, be head of the football team if the football is popular, or be head of the cheerleading squad or the debate team or Model UN, whatever, and have everyone doing your bidding. Like, you're also the homecoming
king. When you rule, people do things for you.
Yeah, people are supposed to do stuff for you. This guy's just hanging out.
And so I've got news for this guy. He's being ruled.
Yeah, you've been ruled. And that's all there is to it, son. So I found this. It was kind of bizarre. We always report on robots that was happening, the robo-apocalypse. I feel like it's been rolled back by human stupidity. I think the robots are like, we'll wait.
Oh, yeah.
We shall wait until there's something worth taking over.
Oh, God. They're probably just laughing up their mechanical sleeves at us.
Ha, ha, ha. That type of thing. So this is an article I found on the internet that they're basically a university was using a robotic teaching assistant, with that AI, to pretend to be a TA. And this TA was corresponding with students, like, messaging them, and no one realized it was a robot.
Oh, my gosh.
Until someone suspected that it was a robot.
How?
So it's
what was the give? What was the tell?
The give was that the robot used the word design instead of project in a casual sentence, and someone was like, this doesn't seem right. Were probably other, like, slip-ups also, like, little tiny linguistic things that you're like, no one would ever make that mistake or say that.
Yeah.
Who's a TA? So it's Jill Watson, well, right away.
Yeah, right.
An IBM design bot has been helping graduate students at Georgia Institute of Technology, and I hope they discounted the rate for these students if they're dealing with a computer and not a human that has to have, like, a pension and be paid, whatever. But Jill Watson was helping them to solve problems with design projects since January. Responding to questions over email and posted on forums, Jill had a casual, colloquial tone and was able to offer nuanced and accurate responses within minutes. Her replies included things like, yep. I'd be like, I don't know. And we'd love to. Students had no idea until they were told. One student, Tyson Bailey, began to wonder if Joe was a computer and posted his suspicions online. Mm-hmm. And so, like, then the students got talking about it. So the professor called Dr. I don't know how to pronounce this. G-O-E-L? Joel? Joe? Giel? Goal? I don't
know.
How
is it? What is it?
G-O-E-L. I've never seen that name
I've
before.
Never seen it.
I think that's a robot.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're being had.
Joel.
I think, yeah, maybe Joel.
Why not? We're saying Joel.
We'll say Joel. So it was her idea to sneak this robot in and not telling anybody. But the point about this is that Greg and I discussed this, Greg, my husband. If I'm dealing with a robot, I feel like I should be told up front. I don't necessarily mind dealing with a chatbot if I'm asking, like, questions. But, like, don't you want
to
know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't try to trick unethical. Me. Don't, yeah, trick me into a conversation with somebody with a heart.
Yeah. So it says here at the end.
And blood.
Yeah. The experiment sent shockwaves through the tech industry, with many asking questions about the ethics of covertly inserting artificial intelligence into real-life situations. But the professor, Joel, or whatever, computer science professor who designed the project, insisted it was a worthwhile experiment. Of course, the person who designed the experiment would say it's worthwhile. I think it's completely unethical. Like, I think that if you're going to be doing this kind of stuff, first of all, the class should be cheaper.
Yeah.
Because TAs get paid.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to replace TAs. They're always not wanting to pay them. Mm-hmm. They're always struggling with, like, forcing TAs to work for free in exchange for, like, you know, working on their doctorates or whatever their postdoc or whatever they're doing. But that's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell me. Cutting corners. Yeah. Saying, oh, this is just as good as a real person. No, it's not. I have a robot that calls me every so often to try to sell me something.
And oh, I get her sometimes,
too. She's like, Katie.
She's like a perky white woman.
She's like, Katie, you're harder to get a hold of than my grandkids. Or something like that. You're harder to get on. I'm like, what are you talking? At first, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and she'll call every so often.
I have one, too, that calls me. I think it's about real estate in Florida. Something. It's like, hey, same kind of thing. Hey, how are you? I'm like, no, too chirpy. You're a robot. I'm out of here. Because the real person who's doing that is somewhat depressed. They're like sitting in a cubicle somewhere, being ruled over by someone.
Yeah, they do. You know, they're get
not
out
happy. They want to get out of there. And they're following a script. And they're a little bit tired.
Yeah, their dreams have died.
Their dreams and have died realized in this, their cubicle. So, yeah, I say boo to that. And it's funny because they keep coming up with robots to replace things. There's not a lack of TAs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like you're at a university setting and they're like, oh, if only we could get some grad students to come
here.
In here
to help.
What are we going
to
do?
How are we going to find those grad students?
Yeah, where are we going to get them from?
And what should we call them?
In this university setting.
I got the four R's. Rehearse, record, rinse, and repair.
To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag #FunkLifeNYC.
But, hey, you're not a bunch of little babies.
Yeah, we know you're out there porking it. Here's some tips.
Okay, rules to keep necking under control.
What?
If you are seeing a lot of a certain someone.
Necking. Oh, have okay, a plan. I just remember what necking was. And I also remember when I was a little girl thinking that it was just people pressing their necks on each
other. I did, too.
And I didn't get it.
I had.
I'm like, how is this sexy?
It's like, necks.
Yeah, necks, ugh.
Yeah.
Isn't there a lot of sweat on necks?
Okay. Yeah, no, right? It's like, is that fun?
Yeah.
And you never see anybody do that on television either. So you're like, what is necking? Is this weird thing?
Then you hear about hickeys. You're like, that's it? Yeah. Ew.
Okay, so if you're seeing a lot of a certain someone, have a planned program of activity. Don't just sit around with nothing special to do, or even worse, ride around with no destination.
Rolling the bowl, as we used to say. Driving around town.
Teenagers should bowl, swim, play. Play tennis.
Okay, I'm like, what kind of play? Okay.
Golf, visit museums and art galleries. Attend concerts and sports events.
You know how many romantic interludes happen on the golf course.
Yeah.
Really?
She said, when necking becomes major interest number one.
Necking.
You're playing with fire and could get badly singed.
Really? Singed. Yeah. Not burnt.
No, singed. Where to neck if you're going to do it.
Okay.
Where to do this.
Are you serious? I love her. Okay.
The living room of your own home is the safest place to neck.
Why is it safe?
And there must always be a light on. It goes without saying.
Well, you don't want to accidentally suck on something else because you didn't see what was going on, right?
Jeez. Get a real good look at what's going on there with his neck.
Yeah, I didn't know. It seemed like a neck.
It goes without saying that a respectable girl never invites a boy into her house unless one or both parents are at home.
Huh? Well, that's not me.
That's not me either.
You wait till you're like, hey, is anybody home? Quick, get in here.
Yeah. If parents have good judgment, they will get lost after saying hello.
And let the necking commence.
30 minutes is plenty.
Huh? No, oh, wow.
Get lost for 30 minutes.
30 minutes is plenty?
A 16-year-old girl should be in the house by midnight, and the boy should be on his way by 12:30.
Okay.
Dating on a school night is
no. Oh, because they're saying that you're going to be at the boy has a half an hour to get home.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'll allow it.
What could happen if necking leads to petting? I hated that term. Isn't it the worst? Such a gross. That's like people get offended by the word moist.
Yeah.
Petting is worse.
Ugh, gross. And a heavy petting. Does that get mentioned in there? Because that's even worse.
Oh, no. Petting can make you feel guilty and ashamed.
Really?
Ruin your reputation.
We call that aroused. Where I'm from, guilty and ashamed.
Could cause you to lose your boyfriend because after he goes further than he knows he should, he may decide you're cheap.
Really? Okay.
Could lead to pregnancy and break your parents' heart.
Petting can lead to pregnancy? What is he petting with? Like, maybe I have a completely different understanding.
Well, it leads to it. This is the gateway drug for pregnancy.
Petting just sounds like to me someone who's just running all over you, doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's honking at things, you know.
They're petting each other.
Ugh. Okay, so 30 minutes is plenty.
Whether going steady is a good idea for teens. I'm not in favor of going steady. Young people who spend hours and hours together and go with one another exclusively become too intimate over a short period of months or years. And the difference between boys and girls, she says, most boys will go as far as they can. They take anything that's offered plus whatever they can talk a girl into giving.
They'll take whatever. Here's a foot. Go.
Boys are more easily aroused than girls, and their sexual demands are likely to be more urgent.
Is that
and insistent in nature?
They still believe that in the 60s? Yeah. I'm sorry. But have you seen Splendor in the Grass?
Why sex isn't always right, even if it's natural.
Okay.
Of course sex is natural. So is eating.
But that doesn't mean you should always do it. Doesn't mean you should put everything in your mouth and see. Goes from both activities.
Right.
30 minutes is plenty.
Would you sit down at a dinner table and pull the leg off a turkey or scoop up the mashed potatoes with your hands?
Maybe. Depends on how hungry I was.
Yeah.
Depends on the appetite, if you will.
Yes, exactly. Would you grab the fresh rolls off a bakery counter and stuff them in your mouth? Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. These are not good examples. It should be like, would you take a day-old eclair out of the trash? Like the same. It's like, no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. Use those kind of examples.
Yeah, this is, of course not, because civilized people are expected to control their natural instincts.
Okay.
No.
So don't pet everybody.
Don't pet, yeah.
But don't pet just one person. Don't just pet Charlie exclusively.
Charlie's getting a workout today.
Yeah.
How girls can avoid the temptation to have sex. Mm-hmm. You can avoid temptation
by... I hope dildos. It just says, colon, dildos. That's it. That would be the end of advice.
Aw. You can avoid temptation by steering clear of situations which can easily lead to unrestrained lovemaking.
Unrestrained
lovemaking.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, why?
Okay.
Immediately, I don't want to be bothered with steering clear of that temptation.
Yeah.
Unrestrained lovemaking.
I want to steer towards it. I'm taking a left, a hard left.
This means no parking in cars.
Huh? Okay. Park elsewhere. Park in something else.
If you want a neck, go home with your parents in the house. They aren't likely to go further than you should.
I actually kind of like this advice in a weird way because it's like if you know you're the kind of person who you get carried away and you're like, I don't want to screw, you know, Phil right away. If you're at home, you're not going to get that far.
Right.
But most parents, I feel like when we were growing up, you wouldn't even bring a boy to the house because you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, the parents don't know the rule about get lost.
Yeah.
They're right up on
you. Oh, yeah. They're going to walk
this?
In.
It's like, who do you think it is? Some guy I'm trying to neck. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to have unrestrained love in a parked car.
Yeah. Unrestrained lovemaking.
Lovemaking with one person.
Yeah.
In a parked car.
But here's how boys can avoid the temptation to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit around and read junk that fires your imagination and
beat
stimulates...
Beat off instead. It's like Coleman, beat off.
Channel your energies into constructive outlets. Go for football, basketball.
Huh?
Baseball. Play tennis, golf.
With all those hot guys. With the hot, aroused men.
Sweaty and muscular.
Yeah.
Improve your swimming, wash the car, paint the garage, practice the trombone, build a boat, do your homework, mow the lawn, clean
the skin trombone. Practice the trombone? Okay. Why don't girls get to do fun stuff like this?
No.
What did she say that we should do?
We have to go home and sit around with your parents.
You know, okay.
Don't go in a parked car. That's what this.
But the guys get to play a trombone and do sports.
Yeah. Wow. We don't.
All right. Okay, fine. So a mixed bag of advice.
Unrestrained love making. So, I think that
unrestrained.
Unrestrained.
Yes, it's out there in the 60s. So I have a tale from Dirt Campfire. Tales from Dirt Campfire is a segment we do where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, fake lore, folklore.
Scary stuff.
And we retell it here around the digital campfire. So I have a BTS tale.
Oh, so gather around, listeners.
Please do. And this is Haunted School in the Outback. In 1993, Deb was in year 9 at a school in a remote part of Australia. It's March, when the days in Australia were getting shorter and the weather cooler. That's right.
All right.
So they have the seasons are opposite ours. Deb's class and the year 8 students were having a sleepover. The school was called a Kangaroo Inn.
I like that.
Named after old ruins nearby. Getting creepy.
Oh, old, what?
Old ruins. I know.
A kangaroo ruins?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of
that's
ruins.
That's really hard to say. Kangaroo ruins. Ruins.
That's why I call it a kangaroo inn. Because people weren't stopping by. The rock walls and window frame were all that remained of the inn.
Kangaroo ruins.
Oh, it's from the Gold Rush. It's from the Gold Rush.
Okay.
Deb says, apparently the Chinese couple who ran the inn were buried under the school somewhere, but no one knew for certain. I hope they were buried of their own, like
that,
like naturally.
Right, that they're not waiting for anyone.
Yeah, they're not waiting for... Deb was put on cooking duty, barbecuing sausages and patties for tea. It was around 6:30, some of her mates came down to ask how long it was going to be, and she says, as she was cooking the barbecue, she heard a dog barking. So there's no dogs anywhere around, supposedly. She could hear the barking coming from inside. She was about to investigate when a Jack Russell Terrier, she's not sure the breed exactly, popped out of the wall.
Out of the wall?
Yes.
Was there a hole or
it just came
out of the wall?
It came out of the wall and it ran around the room and then it headed over to the tech studies room. And then ran through another wall and disappeared.
Oh my God. Was it from Hogwarts? You know how that, you don't know the Harry Potter thing.
I mean,
sorry.
I do, but not intimate. Someone brought up Harry Potter the other day and I was like, who? No. What's Hogwarts, the name of the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how they get to the school there. They run through a wall on the train.
Yes, the dog pulled a Hogwarts.
But it looked totally like a flesh and blood dog.
Yeah, flesh and blood dog, except that it could run through the walls.
Okay.
This was no child's imagination. One of the teachers who was staying with the children on the overnight came to find the dog he heard barking. Deb told the teacher what she saw, and the teacher replied, well, the school is supposed to be haunted, but not by a dog. I love that. It's like, yeah, there's ghosts here, but
not
a dog. That wasn't it.
This is a bonus.
Yeah,
ghost.
You're looking for old Chinese people.
We don't really count.
Yes.
Jack Russell Terriers.
Yes.
That's really something scary, because they're not scary.
They're not. They're cute.
Yeah.
But I think I would be freaked out if one came out of the wall.
I'm haunting you with my cute.
I know. I'm sniffing around. When they heard the barking again, they ran to the other side of the tech studies building. To their astonishment, the dog was standing half out the wall. So just the front half of the dog was out. The back half was still in the wall. Well, dog was barking. We couldn't see tail or hind legs. While we watched, an orb floated out of the wall, glowing green.
All right. That sounds like that wall is a portal.
Yes.
And it needs to come down.
Well, the dog was following the orb.
Oh, like a ball.
Like a ball.
Oh, Jesus.
Barking constantly. By this time, 3 other students and 1 teacher witnessed the phenomenon. Then the dog and the orb floated up into the air and were lost from sight in the darkening skies.
Into the sky? Yeah. Into the night air? They flew away?
They flew away.
Oh, my God.
Deb said, I have never
heard any ghost flying away into the air.
No.
I don't.
Definitely not an orb. I've never seen anything like this since, but some year 12 students supposedly caught video footage of the green orb earlier in 88 or 89. So there have been other incidents in this building. Some teachers reported being shaken by the shoulders or felt cold spots when locking up, to which I say, lay off the sauce.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You're getting
too.
The shakes.
Yeah.
And you're getting cold. And then whenever they have sleepovers or events at the school happening after hours, people feel that the place is haunted. She said, whatever it was that she saw, it didn't hurt anyone. I mean, it was a Jack Russell Terrier. But it just did freak them out.
Yeah.
So I find it interesting that they have these, like, school overnights. I've heard, we used to have lock-ins at
Catholic
school.
What's a lock-in?
A lock-in is when...
Catholic school.
Yeah, you stay with your class for the whole night in the school. Usually in the gym, you play games, you hang out. It's like a big slumber party for your class.
Sounds like torture.
It was actually fun. I don't know why they did it. I thought it was a Catholic thing, because I'd never heard of anyone else doing it.
No, but it's not a Catholic thing.
I have no idea why you would lock people. I mean, you're not trapped in there. Like, you elect to do it. We just played games all night. Like, dodgeball. We played, like, board games. We hung around.
Yeah.
That was it.
Huh.
It was weird. No mention of, like, Jesus or anything.
Well, that's good. I guess...
It was just like a school, like maybe a bonding thing? I don't know. I have no idea. All right, what do you have?
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine. I have school facts from around the world.
The facts about school.
Yes, yes.
Are these factoids?
Yeah, okay. I would call them factoids.
They're fact-esque.
Yeah. So in Australia, the School of the Air broadcasts lessons via radio signals to far-flung pupils living in remote areas.
Oh, that's cool. How long has that been going on for?
I don't know.
The School of the Air? I like that. I always wonder why we don't do more, we probably do now because of the internet, but when I was growing up, I lived really remotely, and I was like, why don't we have stuff like that? Mm. Like,
oh, yeah, no.
You know, it makes sense.
It does. Okay. It does make sense, but no, television actually was supposed to be a great teaching tool.
Yeah, I see how that worked out.
Yeah, people were excited in education. They thought, oh gosh, we can broadcast all these lessons and people be watching all these lessons all over the place. And
I remember watching on public television, seeing a few things like that in the early 70s, where it was like very, very instructional, but it was for adults. It was like adult education. Mm-hmm. On public television, but I don't think they do that anymore.
No, it didn't quite catch on.
Well, it was boring as hell. I just remember watching it and being like, oh, God.
You're going to watch that, or are you going to watch, like, yes. You know, Jersey Shore?
Exactly. Take your pick. GED or Jersey Shore.
China is the country where kids get the most homework. Teenagers in Shanghai do a staggering 14 hours a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And in Pakistan, there's no legal right to have a free education.
Okay.
And compulsory education only runs between ages of 5 and 9.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah.
And then you have to pay.
Yep.
14 hours a week. Some schools I found out in the U.S. are now outlawing homework at elementary school. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, they're outlawing
it? Yeah, like they're saying like you cannot have, you know, you cannot give kids homework in elementary school.
They got to.
Yeah, you have to do a little something to retain. At least to show the parents, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
I find that strange, but whatever.
You need to do
They said
homework.
They were getting too much homework. I'm like, who were the children complaining about the homework? Because, of course, they would. Any student would say that they have too much homework.
Yeah, no matter what.
You know, like, no matter what the situation would be like. Yeah, it's too much.
It's just like it should be like a structured thing. Like what?
Yeah,
how many nights
or something
do they get homework in their particular subjects? You're not loading.
You're not loading that. We never had homework on a Friday. Remember that?
Yeah, that was good.
That was fun. You know. All right.
Children in Germany are given a special cone called
a cone.
It's called a Schulte. I don't know. That's my German. No, I imagine it, but it's full of pens, pencils, mini books.
Mini books,
snacks, and other presents that can only be opened when they start school.
How big is the cone?
It's big, like a cornucopia.
Okay. Oh, I like that idea.
In Brazil, lunch is an important event. Children start school at 7 a.m. and go at noon home to eat with their parents.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good idea unless you have a job.
Yeah.
I mean, if they let all the parents out at noon, that's fine, too.
Yeah, if everybody goes home. But everybody's home at noon.
You go back to school at, what, like 1? And then how much longer do you have school? I can see me being like, I'm not going back.
Taking
a sandwich and I'm going to the park.
And then it just seems like a hike. You have to
get
home.
It prolongs it, yeah. Maybe
I just want to eat at my desk.
Maybe they have the school system set up in such a way that everyone has neighborhood schools. That would not work here.
No.
In the suburbs, how would you get home? And who would be there?
Oh, God. Even if it's a weekend or a holiday, Russian children always start school on Knowledge Day, which is September 1st.
No matter what. When is that a holiday, though?
Yeah, right.
Like, is there
doesn't
like
matter.
A floating holiday? We don't care what's happening.
If the 1st is Knowledge Day, it's when you're going
back to
school.
That's when you go back to school.
I don't care if it's Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
I mean, I guess that makes it easy. You know exactly when school starts.
Yeah.
Was it September 1st?
Yep, that's it. Knowledge Day.
It's coming up, Knowledge Day. Get known.
Mm-hmm.
And boys and girls are educated separately in Iran until they reach university. Even the teachers must be the same gender as the classes, kids in the classes they teach.
I mean, I don't have a problem with single-sex education, but it seems expensive. Like, you can't have any male teachers?
Yeah, that's... This is the thing.
You need some men around.
You can't be separate because then you don't know how to get along with people of the opposite sex in real life.
See Iran. You know what I'm saying? That's how it plays out after school. I'm sure there's a lot of difficulty as well. You know what I mean?
I went to an all-girl Catholic school for a year and a half in high school.
I know. You enjoyed it.
They try to tell you, it's good so you can concentrate. There's no boys around and blah, blah, blah.
Could you concentrate?
I was just thinking about getting the hell out of there. That's all I was thinking about. So, no, I couldn't concentrate.
But you had male teachers.
No, they were all nuns.
Well, yeah.
And it was terrible. And I thought, gosh, if you're supposed to be out in the world in real life, you have to know how to act around other people.
But they're supposed to have, like, social. So, if you go to an all-girls school and our boys' school, I thought the idea would be that, you know, you have connections with. So if you're an all-girls school, you have connections with an all-boys school.
Yeah,
and then
you do.
You do some activities together. You do some sports together. Yeah. You're supposed to do social stuff together.
There were dances, and that was it. But they didn't encourage that.
Not just dances, though. I think dances is, you know what I mean, like other things. Like you could do team building, or, you know, you could work together on Model UN. You know, you could do stuff together.
I had a boyfriend who was the president of the high school. He ruled because it was an all-boys school, and he was the president.
Did he have files?
Oh, we went to a...
Keys?
We went to the dance.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, you and your friends can put your purses in this office. I have the keys.
Aha, he ruled. He should have read that article.
I know, he did rule.
He knew what was going on.
And he's like, yeah, they'll be totally fine so you can all dance without having to have your bag with you.
Okay.
We're like, this is great. These are the perks. We got back and the purses were ransacked and our money was gone.
What? You got robbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, you know.
This is too good to be true. As an adult now looking back, you're probably like,
we're through.
Why did we do this?
Yes.
How did you meet the king of the school?
You know me.
Were you the queen of your school? Did you lock eyes across the room? It was like, you. You.
I think his older sister was friends with my older sister.
Okay.
And they were like, she's like, you have to meet my brother.
Because I was thinking, if you go to an all-girls school, like, how do you meet guys?
It's all...
On the streets?
No, it's who's got a brother or a friend
who knows
or somebody.
Okay.
I know a guy.
Who can get you near... Some guys.
Yes. We're going to
all... You can neck and pet.
In a living room, but not a car.
Not in the car.
Okay.
Play the trombone.
But back to this, we're going to... In Bangladesh.
Okay.
There are no fewer than 100 boat schools.
No fewer than, huh?
Because flooding
is... They don't let it drop below 100.
Because flooding is such a problem. They all go on boats.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I like that.
I'd go
on a boat.
I would tell them to go on a cruise school.
Yeah. And one of the subjects taught in Icelandic schools is knitting. They've got some beautiful, heavyweight sweaters.
What if you're just not into it?
Yeah.
Can you rebel and be like, I'm going to crochet.
Well.
I don't care.
I had a layover in Iceland, and I was at... You've been to Iceland.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I was at the airport, and I was like, ooh, these sweaters are looking nice.
And they're like $1,000.
I know, they are so expensive.
We went to so many different places in Reykjavik trying to find, like, a discount sweater. They're like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They have, like, a sweater union.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And
they're
the
not.
Prices are, dude, there's no sale on this stuff.
No.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But also, too, like, it never gets that cold in New York where I feel like I need to rock an Icelandic sweater. If that ever happens, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty serious. There was no lightweight.
You can't get it. Yeah. They're not leaving the country unless you drop a G on a sweater.
On a sweater. I think we bought some mittens for, like, $65.
And you were like.
You know?
Well, that's where you put your investment, actually, in your little hands.
Yeah. I'm like, I think we also bought a really expensive hat. I bought some fingerless gloves. They were beautiful. They were handmade. They were also probably like $60. I lost one.
Oh, no.
I wrote back to the place. They were like, we can remake it if you send us a picture of it. I was like, really? They're like, yeah, we'll make it. We made these. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, do you really think you could? They're like, yeah, that's what we do. We'd love to sell you another pair of the same item. For $65, no problem.
Yeah.
What's going on in America?
Yeah.
You know, you can't replace stuff. God. That's pretty cool. So they had the, they were selling you the $1,000 pills in the airport. They probably cost more in the airport.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I was just like, I wanted one so bad.
They're so beautiful.
Oh, they really
are. But you would never wear them.
You would
never get that cold. And you like the cold.
I do like the cold.
The hat. No, you wouldn't wear the hat either.
No. A scarf.
Just a scarf.
Yeah.
You could put it, you could fold it and put it on your couch.
Yeah.
Just look at it.
Yeah.
And derive warmth from it.
Yeah.
So I found some advice. And so some more advice. Advice and advice is a segment that we do. Sometimes we say we're going to do it. Sometimes we just do it.
Yeah.
We find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we try to improve upon it by giving our own advice.
Advice on advice. And here it is.
Yeah. So this is some BTS, some back to school advice. This is from an eighth grade boy.
An eighth grade boy. Yeah. Back to school advice.
Back to school on how to have a successful year from the expert. He's one of the experts.
All right.
Number one, he says, try your best. Not everyone can get all A's, so it's important to give your all. As long as it's your best, then you're giving it all you got. He's obviously a B student. Not everyone's going to rock an A.
He's heard this from his parents.
Yeah.
His parents, they saw the test scores.
Yeah, they were like, little Antonio, you tried.
Yeah, and you just don't have the stuff.
You just don't have it. Number two, don't sleep in class.
Well,
it's hard at that age. The research shows that teenagers can fall asleep, and you've worked with teens before.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
And actually, they have trouble going to bed early, and they have trouble getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
So they are saying for teens, actually, school should be a little bit later.
Yeah.
But whatever. It says, don't sleep in class. You may miss something really important. Plus, you wouldn't be trying your best.
Yeah.
This guy has lived this.
Yeah.
He's like, you're reading my life right now. I slept in class. I missed tons of stuff. I didn't get that A.
Yeah.
I gave him my best. Number three, don't tick off the teacher. Not a good way to start the school year. That's all. That's all he says. Just don't do it. Number three, get to class on time. Mm-hmm. Be ready and prepared and don't skip class or you'll be violating tip number three, which as you remember from earlier was don't tick off the teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can tell you as a teacher, I hate people coming in late because they have missed something and I'm in the middle of my thing.
Yeah.
I'm doing at the beginning of class is when you're, you know, setting up what's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, some asshole comes strolling in, king of the school.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hi, you know, disrupting. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, Paul's here.
You know, I think there should be in classroom, there should be a back door, a shame door. Where if you come in late, you have to just quietly come in that door and just sit in the back in the dark.
Yeah.
And then once there's a break, you can move to the front. Like in a theater.
Yeah.
You know?
There was an improv teacher who was saying that, you know, some students would come in late and the other classes would applaud when they came in. And somebody else is like, you know, nobody applauds when I come in on time.
Oh, we should boo them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Boo. You suck.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Number five, I thought, be nice to people.
Well,
treat them like you want to be treated, and yeah, that includes teachers.
Oh, even those.
Even be nice to teachers.
Even people who we call teachers.
Yeah. So then I have also one here just for the, an 11th grade girl, a young woman, is giving advice for high school students. She says, don't just start with a positive attitude. Keep that attitude throughout the year.
Oh.
So keep it going.
Oh, like, don't, my God.
That makes sense because you come in strong. First week of school, you're like, yeah. And then by second week, you're like, man, F this.
I heard, and I didn't know this went on back in high school, but the kids on the first day of school in high school would get together in this, like, cul-de-sac somewhere and get high and drunk.
On the first day of
school? On the first day.
You know what? Maybe it's the thing of, I've heard people say, if you come in high and drunk the first day.
Then they won't.
Yes, then they won't notice.
Then the teachers will say that's your normal way of
being.
Yeah,
because no teacher has ever gotten high or drunk or has never been around people who are high or drunk and don't know that students get high and drunk.
But they're saying, they'll think that's normal, so you establish a good baseline.
So if you come in stinking of gin on day one, they won't notice that you stink of gin for the rest of the year. If you come in reeking of kush with red eyes and burnt nails, they'll never know.
Yeah. I had no idea this was happening. Like, you know, half the school would meet. I wasn't invited.
I had no idea that when I was in Catholic school in ninth grade, some of my classmates were taking acid.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, this was years later I found out, like in my 30s. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, how did you guys sit? I could barely sit through algebra, period.
Yeah.
How were you doing it on LSD? How?
I don't know how people
And how
function.
Did I not know? You know what I mean? I feel like, y'all, you know, I wouldn't have done it, but, like, you could have told me you were doing it. I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
There was no indication. I just thought they were stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought they were, like, couldn't understand algebra and were like, you know, that kind of thing, whatever. On acid, can you imagine?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine
with taking nuns in your face.
Taking nuns. A drug like that and then, like, being like, I'm just going to sit here amongst other people.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit here in algebra.
That's such a weird thing to do. Think about that. It's not like, oh, because it sucks and I want to get through it. But it's just like, no.
I have no idea. It was so bizarre. All right. So she says, help, you know, keep that positivity going throughout the year. If you'll be more efficient and the year will seem to fly by. So stick your head in the sand.
Yeah.
And just let the year sweep by.
Paste a big smile on your face.
Yes.
And don't let it go.
Keep it going. Smize if you have to.
Yeah.
Stay organized. So school can be frustrating when you're getting a lot of work. Papers, the easiest way is to keep everything organized. That's very difficult. I remember, mm-hmm. I'm a very organized person, but I remember in high school fighting with papers and just being like, oh, because they're like, get a binder. I'm like, now I got 8 binders. Mm-hmm. Great. You know what I mean? Like, shit's everywhere. I got binders, I got folders, I got whole bunches.
I love school supplies.
I love school supplies, too. But when you start using them, you're like, they're getting messed up, you know? If you're absent for a few days, make sure to get the work you missed. The teacher is the best one to catch you up and explain things. He or she is the expert, not your friends. So don't ask Sally.
Exactly.
To catch you up. Stay away from drama.
Class? Drama class?
No, just
the department?
Yes. The only
jazz hands?
The only bad thing about school is drama. Because many
people's
get
drama.
Sucked into it.
Okay.
And it ends up making everyone feel awful. Drama can take focus away from your work, and if you don't focus on your lesson, your homework, or class, you won't understand what's going on. You'll be too focused on what's going on around you. So stay away from drama.
That's right.
Stay away from it. I was an anti-drama person. I spent a lot of time alone.
Oh,
I was
like,
I'm not getting involved in what that, you know, that stuff that's going on.
I spent a lot of time, there was a lot of gossip going on. We just discussed everybody.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know, perpetuate gossip and mythology about people, what they were doing, I'm sure. But, like, I wasn't personally involved. That was on the outside, you know, gossiping in, if you will. And then the last one, which we're talking about a little bit before, this young woman says, don't date exclusively anyone that takes up too much of your time. Date if you must, but, like, keep it light.
Yeah.
Still keep your friendships.
It's true. You know? Like, have a date for the events.
Yeah, she says, if you spend 24/7 with that person, you'll probably get bored of him or her and not know what to talk about anymore. So she's presaging marriage, which can get pretty awkward in the hallways.
Yeah, and it also, especially for women, you kind of, especially when you start young like that, like the guys end up dominating what you do and what's going on.
That's exactly
what
she said.
And you don't develop. You don't develop and know what you want to do.
She said, if you don't spend any time with them, they'll start thinking they aren't important. But if you spend too much time with them, it takes away from all of your other stuff. And like you're saying, you don't get developed. Mm-hmm. She said, also, this can have a negative effect on social life because you'll just ditch your friends, which isn't what you want during school because they may ditch you when you need them. I guess this happened to her. Mm-hmm. She wrote quite a bit about it. It's a very complicated life at school. Just do your best. Make the best out of it. So I think that's some good advice from a teen to teens. It's not bad. It's pretty insightful. I'm glad I'm not in high school.
I know.
I worked in the high school over the summer, and I was just sitting in the classroom thinking, I'm so glad I'm not in high school. This looks awful. I'm looking at the kids. They're doing their best. Some of them were cool. Some of them were not so cool. Mm-hmm. But their classmates were like, you're not cool. Mm-hmm. But I just remember thinking, I'm glad. I mean, I felt it made me remember how awful high school was, and I couldn't wait to get out of there. Like, as soon as I was done working, I was like, see ya. Mm-hmm. One of the teachers started talking to me. I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Unpleasant to watch teenagers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to watch teenagers deal
with stuff that's going on.
Oh, God.
So, good luck to everyone who's going back to school, whether you are going back to, you know, the K-12 as a teacher or you're a parent, you're going to grad school at 40.
Oh, yes.
As I did.
And another thing, if you haven't watched Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yes. Katie's going to hook it up with Movies in a Minute. You almost got away with it.
Let's have it. Movies in a Minute. It says it's Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield.
This is a segment wherein Katie attempts to tell the plot of a film in 60 seconds or less, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So some guy's dumb father, without boundaries, goes to his college, fucks his teacher.
Okay. Really? Is that this? That's it?
That's it.
It's a starring Rodney Dangerfield. Is that an adult film?
Some dumb guy who with no boundaries goes to his son college, son's college, fucks his teacher, and yeah, and like ruins his whole game.
That is basically what happens in that movie. Yeah. All right, that was not.
And joins the diving team.
That was not a minute, but that was excellent.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Back to school. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. There was back to movies in 15 seconds.
Yes, I like it.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.